This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sudan's army said on Saturday it had agreed to help evacuate foreign nationals as sporadic gunfire and airstrikes echoed across Khartoum, despite promises by warring sides to cease fire for 3 days after a week of strife that has killed hundreds. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
A statement citing Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan came after promises by rival Rapid Support Forces leader Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, also known as Hameti, to open airports for evacuations. Reuters News writes that sounds of fighting continued overnight, but appeared less intense on Saturday morning than on the previous day. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The British Defense Ministry said Saturday that Russia is struggling to maintain consistency in a core narrative it uses to justify the war in Ukraine. The narrative is that the invasion of Ukraine is similar to the Soviet experience in World War II. The ministry said another part of the Russian narrative is the rallying cry that there are Nazis in Ukraine. But now Yevgeny Prigozhin, who is the chief of the Wagner Group and also a friend of Russian President Vladimir Putin, has publicly questioned the existence of Nazis in Ukraine. On Friday, the United States said it will start training Ukrainian troops to operate Abrams tanks, while Germany announced it is building a tank repair hub in Poland for tanks deployed in Ukraine. At least 9 people were killed and more than 60 wounded when a triple suicide bomb attack destroyed about 20 buildings in the central Mali town of Savare early on Saturday. This according to a spokesperson for the regional governor. The spokesperson told Reuters all of those killed and wounded in the blasts were civilians. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. On this Earth Day weekend, many Americans say they've experienced an extreme weather event that can be linked to climate change. Most say they've not been motivated to take action, however. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Overall, about 80% of U.S. adults say they've personally felt the effects of extreme weather, like extreme heat or drought. But according to an Associated Press NORC Center poll, half the respondents have spoken with family or friends about climate change, but only a small number feel motivated or hopeful about things changing. President Biden addressed that Friday.
Will we step up to our ambitions? Will we stand together to meet the great challenges we have? Will we preserve our planet for future generations?
One poll respondent, a truck driver from New York who's a Republican, says he doesn't talk about climate change with others because the conversation seems dominated by extreme views on both sides. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A top official of Myanmar's government in exile told VOA this week that it's working to establish air defense warning systems for the public after the bombing of a village in the central part of the country killed nearly 200 civilians, including 38 children. This happened 10 days ago, rather. A top official of that government spoke to VOA this week. National Unity Government Human Rights Minister Aung Myo Min told VOA that it is essential for us to find ways to stop the Myanmar junta's deadly airstrikes on civilians. An upcoming rape lawsuit trial puts the spotlight back on Donald Trump's history with women. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The former president's behavior toward women has long been a source of flashpoints in his political career. Now he faces a new level of scrutiny as he runs to return to the White House. A trial in a lawsuit accusing him of rape. Jury selection is set to start Tuesday. The case involves allegations by former advice columnist E. Jean Carroll, who says Trump raped her in a New York department store dressing room in the 90s. Trump, who was unlikely to attend the trial, has called the accusations a complete con job. Carroll, who is seeking unspecified damages, cast the case as a Me Too-inspired quest for accountability from the epitome of prominent men. Julie Walker, New York.
Republican presidential hopefuls are making their pitch to evangelical voters in the U.S. state of Iowa today, the first major event for candidates to court the key conservative voting bloc. In a state set to hold the party's first nominating contest in early 2024, the annual presidential forum hosted by the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition, conservative nonprofit, is a chance for evangelical leaders and voters to see each other. Marissa Melton, VOA News.